fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Before this exciting adventure, a word from our sponsor. General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the ready-to-eat oat cereal that gives you go power, and Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, present by special recording, The Lone Ranger.
Sailor Sam is the smartest boy who ever shouted ship ahoy. He can weather any storm that blows. He's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power.
There he goes.
He's feeling his Cheerios. Cheerios. Cheerios.
Good old Cheerios. They got go. So nourishing because they're made from oats with minerals, vitamins, and proteins that your body needs. Yes, indeed. A bowl of Cheerios and milk really starts your day off right. Does all sorts of good things for your body. Helps you have strong bones and muscles, good red blood, and healthy nerves. So every morning, take on a bowl of Cheerios and milk for real go power. You like that wonderful toasted oat flavor, too. Downright delicious. Come to think of it, Cheerios is one of the tastiest muscle-building foods you can eat. Try Cheerios and you'll hear...
He's feeling his Cheerios.
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful mask rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Fella. I'm Silver. Hooray!
Stella Bender owned the Rock Hill Cafe, and she ran it with a heavy hand. Stella was as tough as any man, and just as quick with a gun. One day in her office at the cafe, she was talking to two of her hired men.
Jack, I sent for you and Wes because there's something important I have to talk over with you.
Sure, Stell. What's on your mind?
We thought it must be important since you had us come here to the cafe.
My brother Frank smuggled out a letter from prison. I'll read it to you. Listen. Dear Stell, I'm getting out of here in a few days. My sentence was shortened because of good behavior. I'll head for your place and should get there sometime Monday.
Well, that's today, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he goes on to say, while in prison, I met an hombre who was with your husband's gang. He gave me a line on the man to blame for the gang's capture and for the hanging of your husband, Tex. When I arrive, we'll make plans for pulling a few jobs and forgetting the hombre I heard about. Be seeing you, Frank.
You've waited a long time to find out who sent your husband to the gallows.
I sure have, Wes. I swore I'd get even if I ever found out who it was. And when Frank gets here, I'll know for sure.
Well, I'm glad Frank's coming. We need another good gunslinger. We're getting rusty sitting around, and all of us could use some ready cash.
You're right.
Hi, Still.
Frank! We were just talking about you. Me, two of my gang, Jack and Wes.
Hi, Jack. I don't know you. Wes.
It's sure good to see you again, Frank. Sit down and be comfortable.
Yeah, it's good to be free again. Prison life is pretty tough.
Yeah, I reckon it is. I just read your letter to the boys, Frank. I'm anxious to know who the hombre is that sent Tex to the gallows.
His real name doesn't matter. He's a tall hombre who wears a black mask, rides a big white stallion, and is known as the Lone Ranger.
So it was a no-good owl who...
Hold on, that isn't right. The hombre I mentioned isn't an outlaw. I understand he has an Indian friend who rides with him. Indian rides a paint horse.
Now all we gotta do is to locate that masked hombre and the Indian.
Maybe we can make them come to us.
How?
I was told the Lone Ranger and his Indian friend head for any place where an outlaw gang is very active.
Well?
Look, Still, I'll join with the gang. We'll pull a lot of jobs, one after the other, like rustling a few cattle, stopping a stage, even holding up your own cafe some night. The news will spread, and those two hombres most likely will come snooping down here to trail the gang.
Maybe it'll work. From now on, those two hombres are marked for death. And I won't give up until they're done for.
Where does the rest of the gang hang out?
We bought a small farm in Jack's name. They stay out there. Nobody connects me with them. Now let's get our horses and leave by the back way for the farm so we can make plans.
During the next 2 weeks, things began to happen in the vicinity of Rock Hill. The gang struck time and time again. The first job was stealing cattle one night from a nearby ranch. A lone cowhand was riding the range.
Hey, what the... Ho, boy. Ho there. Ho. May I start, Lord?
All right, get off your horse.
Sure. Just as you say. Easy.
I keep him covered, man. Right. I'll take your gun. Now I'll use it like this. Yeah, he's knocked out. Now let's get some of those cattle. Get him back.
Two days later, an express stage was held up.
Come on.
Holy Moses, a hold up.
Whoa! Hold there!
All right, get the money box while we keep covered, Wes.
All right, Sheriff. Toss down that money box.
Sure. All right, driver. Get that stage out of here pronto before we plug you.
Yes, sir.
Get out!
And it was only a few days after that when Stella's own cafe was raided.
Look, masked owl hoots.
Yeah, six of them.
You're all covered. Keep reaching and line up over the other side. Hurry up about it.
Several days later, in response to a message from their friend the Padre, whose mission wasn't far from Rock Hill, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode the trail toward the vicinity where the gang was operating. The Lone Ranger was saying,
"According to the Padre, Tonto, an outlaw gang has been very active around Rock Hill.
We're not far from Rock Hill now, Kemosabe.
It's time we picked a campsite. Keep your eyes open for a suitable spot. Tonight I'll fix a disguise and we'll go into town. You may be able to find out something there. All right, let's hurry.
That evening, the Lone Ranger carefully disguised his features so that he could go into town without his mask. Then he and Tonto left the camp. They left their horses in a grove and went to the cafe. The Lone Ranger, who now might pass for an ordinary cowpoke, sat alone at one of the tables having coffee. Tonto stood at the back of the cafe in the shadows. The Lone Ranger looked up as a figure stopped at his table, then sat down.
Evening, stranger. Haven't seen you around town before.
Nope, reckon you haven't, ma'am.
Just come to Rock Hill?
That's right. Just sort of drifting through, you might say.
Just another saddle tramp, seems like. You got cash to pay for what you order in here, haven't you?
This ought to pay for the little I'll order in here.
$20 gold piece. Say, you haven't held up a bank, have you, mister?
Not recently. Say, who are you, a lady sheriff?
That's a good one. Nope, I'm Stella Bender. I own this cafe.
Well, now, that's sure something.
Now, let me give you a tip, stranger. The sheriff here in Rock Hill is kind of suspicious of newcomers these days. Outlaws have been raising a ruckus hereabouts lately.
Thanks for telling me. I'll just keep out of the sheriff's way so as not to upset him.
Say, you're all right. Tell me something. Since you get around the territory a lot, have you ever come across a masked hombre riding a white stallion and an Indian riding a pate?
Come to think of it, I do know about those two hombres, ma'am. Of course, I never came face to face with the masked man you speak of.
Maybe it's a good thing you didn't. That is, if you are slightly outside the law.
I might say I've had word at times that one sheriff or another was hankering for my company.
You just said gives me an idea, mister. Come on into my office a few minutes.
Just as you say, Miss Bender.
I'm Mrs. Bender, a widow. Let's get going.
As Stella and the Lone Ranger, disguised as a cowpoke, walked toward her office, Tonto, catching a signal from the Lone Ranger, turned and eased out the back door. Stella opened the office door.
Go on in.
Thanks.
What's your name, stranger?
You might just call me Tex.
Tex. That was my husband's name. How would you like an easy job, Tex?
Doing what, Mrs. Bender?
Just roaming around and keeping your eyes open.
You mean you're going to pay me for doing only that?
Yeah, and I'll pay you well.
What am I supposed to see while I'm a-looking?
Right around the vicinity every day. Stick around the cafe at night. And the minute you see a masked hombre on a white stallion and an Indian on a paint, let me know pronto.
Why are you interested in them?
Tex, I'll tell you only this much. That masked man and Indian are both marked for death.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
All over the country, in every direction, how you doing is the question. And here's what the happy people have to say. Eating our Wheaties and doing okay.
Okay.
Take champions down south. They sure enough know about Wheaties. The Southland's favorite Wheaties fan is Musial, known as Stan the Man. Because when he swings his mighty bat, he nearly knocks that baseball flat. Another Southland pride and joy is Bobby Lane, a Wheaties boy. Because when he starts to turn on steam, he's sure a one-man football team. Just ask Stan Musial or Bobby Lane. They know the secret of Wheaties energy. There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Keep on eating your Wheaties, and you'll be doing okay.
Okay.
Now, to continue. Leaving Stella's office, the Lone Ranger met Tonto in the shadows outside.
Why are you going office, Kimiselli?
The woman who owns the cafe gave me a job, Tonto. Very unusual job at that.
What kind of job?
And to keep my eyes open for two men who are marked for death. A masked man and an Indian.
Oh. That mean us. That plenty good job.
Right.
But me not Sammy.
And neither do I. I'm going to find out. I'll have to work alone, Tonto. We mustn't be seen together. We'll go to the grove and get the horses. Then we'll separate for the time being. All right, let's go.
The two men walked in silence to the grove on the edge of town where they had left Silver and Scout. As they approached the horses...
Otto, I've been thinking. First, if I ride Silver or leave him hitched in town, someone may recognize him.
That's right. You come to camp. We use berry juice and make brown patches on Silver. Then him look like paint. Berry juice come off easy with water.
Good. That's what we'll do. Let's get started for camp right now. Later, I'll tell you what else I have in mind. Easy, steady,
big easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
By the light of a blazing campfire, the Lone Ranger and Tonto worked on Silver until they were completely satisfied with the results.
Now no one know, unless he make plenty close look.
I think you'll get by all right.
What else you think about, Kimasabi?
Just this. I'll go back and be seen around the cafe for a while tonight. Tomorrow I'll meet you here again.
That good.
Then tomorrow afternoon I'll take you back with me, Tonto. And take you in to see Stella Bender. With my gun at your back. And I'll tell her I captured you. But the masked man got away.
That good idea. And we find out why I want Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Later, Stella and her brother Frank sat at a table in the cafe. Stella pointed as a man entered.
That's the hombre I was telling you about, Frank.
What makes you so sure you can trust him?
I didn't tell him anything. If he locates the masked man and Indian and reports it to me, then I might let him meet the gang. Hey, Tex, come here.
Sure.
Sit down, Tex.
Thanks.
Meet my brother, Frank.
How are you, Tex?
Howdy, Frank.
Where you been? I expected to see you around here.
Oh, I was just scouting around outside in case those hombres you mentioned were snooping in towns.
You locate them, we'll do the rest.
I'll do my best, ma'am.
That's all I ask you to do. No use you hanging around any longer if you don't want to, Tex. See you in the morning. Good night.
Good night, ma'am.
After leaving the cafe, the Lone Ranger made sure he wasn't watched. Then he took a piece of paper and a pencil from his pocket and hastily wrote a note. He wrapped the note around a silver bullet, then went to the sheriff's office and entered.
Well, stranger, what can I do for you?
Howdy, Sheriff. I was asked to bring this note to you.
Yeah, let's see. Bullet wrapped inside. Hey, what is this? What? Hold on, this is a silver bullet.
That's so. Great day.
Let's see what the note says. Dear Sheriff, my Indian friend and I shall be in the office at the cafe at 2:00 tomorrow. I'd appreciate having you watch the place. And if Mrs. Bender should leave there with either Tonto or myself, or both, I suggest you and your deputies follow. The result may be surprising.
You know who sent that note?
Why, of course I do. The padre at the mission said I might hear from that masked man. He's the hombre who sent you, isn't he?
Yep, he sure is, Sheriff.
How come he trusts you so much, mister?
Reckon it's because I've known him a long time. Well, I better be going now. So long, Sheriff.
The next day, a little before 2:00, the Lone Ranger, in his disguise as a cowpoke, entered Stella's office. He was holding a gun on Tonto.
Get over yonder Indian and no trick, savvy?
Me savvy.
By thunder, Stella, he did bring one of them. Here, I'll take his gun.
Reckon this is one of the hombres you wanted. Found him camping out a ways. The masked man wasn't around.
Anyway, we got the Indian.
Yeah, and the masked man will follow his trail, and we'll have a trap waiting for him.
My horse is saddled out back, and so is yours, Frank. We'll take the Indian up to the farm right now.
I reckon I better come along if there's a chance for a good fight, ma'am. I want to be in on the finish.
All right, Tex, you can come along. Let's get going. Come on.
About half an hour later, Stella and Frank, with the Lone Ranger in disguise and Tonto as a prisoner, arrived at the farm and entered the bunkhouse.
Holy smoke, you got the Indian, didn't you?
Yep, thanks to our new member, Tex. Meet Tex, boys.
Howdy, fellas. Well, let's stop jabbering and decide what to do with the Indian.
Tie him up until we get our hands on that Lone Ranger.
Let me tie him, ma'am. I'll fix him up plenty tight.
All right, go ahead, Tex. Bring over some cord, Wes.
All right. Here it is.
Thanks. Keep him covered, Frank. I'll have him tied in a jiffy.
All right.
Quickly and with seemingly hard effort, the Lone Ranger tied Tonto's hands behind his back. But unknown to the others, using a slip knot that could be easily loosened when necessary. Then placing Tonto on a bunk, the Lone Ranger tied his friend's feet the same way.
There. That Indian's well taken care of.
Good. Now we'll just relax and wait for the masked man to show up.
About half an hour later, a sudden storm broke, and for a short time, rain fell heavily.
Yeah, this rain will wash away our trail still.
Yeah. After the rain lets up, Tex will have to take us to where he found the Indian. We ought to find the masked man there.
Yeah, but get rid of the Indian now. Then plug the masked man when we find him.
Sounds like the storm's almost over now. The rain will be stopping.
Good. Open the front door, Frank, and let some air in here. Stuffy.
All right.
Hey, Stella. Come here.
What's the matter, Frank?
As Stella walked to the door, the others followed, including the Lone Ranger. Frank pointed at the waiting horses and spoke.
Look at the horse Tex was riding. You see what I see?
The Lone Ranger looked over their shoulders quickly. Then he knew things were coming to a head, for the heavy rain had washed the markings off Silver.
The spotted horse Tex was riding has turned into a white stallion.
Yeah, just like the Lone Ranger uses.
As the outlaw swung around with guns drawn, the Lone Ranger's guns flashed into his hand.
Hold it!
He's different already. He is the Lone Ranger. We'll gun him and the Indian right now. Give it to them.
Quiet!
Oh, my wrist! He creased my wrist! Why, that yellow double-crossing no-good coyote shooting at a woman?
You're a killer along with the rest.
Don't let that sneaking polecat scare you. Gun him. You're 5-1.
While the Lone Ranger was giving attention to Stella, the others had spread out. He realized he and Tonto were on the spot, but he was determined to go down fighting.
Hold together, boys. Throw that sword. Come on.
Drop those guns.
Hey, what?
We got you covered.
Hey, the sheriff is behind us in the doorway. He's got his men with him.
We're between two fires now. The Lone Ranger in front and the sheriff behind.
That's right.
Sheriff, get that hombre. He and the Indian are outlaws.
I said drop those guns.
You heard what the sheriff said.
I'm dropping my gun. I don't know what this is all about.
Della Bender is leader of this outlaw gang, Sheriff. I was looking around in here and noticed an express company money box under that bunk over there.
I'll go look.
Boy, Thunder, here it is, Sheriff. Must be the one taken from the stage last week.
I've heard enough. Well, let's get him back to town, men. Take Stella and her brother with him. We'll learn a lot more before we're through.
All right. You, mister. Coming without your mask and calling yourself Tex while you drawled all over the place. I could rip you to pieces gladly.
Sorry, ma'am. You won't have that pleasure. I'll come to collect my wages someday for completing that easy job you gave me. I did bring in the hombres you wanted, you know.
Otto, have you slipped out of those cords?
Me ready to go. Me got gun back.
Mister, whether I get out of this mess or not, I got friends who'll hunt you down again.
I'll be glad to meet your friends and send them to join you, Stella. Sheriff, Tonto and I will go from here to the main trail. We're heading south. And again, thanks for following the suggestion in my note. You arrived just in time.
Well, thanks to you and the Indian for tricking Stella and the others. Seems like a woman is even slicker than a man when it comes to being outside the law.
Adios, Sheriff.
Oh, gosh, Sheriff, you didn't tell me who that hombre is.
Oh, what's the matter with you? Haven't you ever heard of the Lone Ranger?
Won't do that.